请我们翻到约翰福音第十二章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章。
Gospel of John, chapter 12.
第二十四节
Verse 24
我实实在在地告诉你们一粒麦子不落在地里死了仍就是一粒若是死了就结出许多子粒来
Truly, truly, I say to you unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies it remains by itself alone but if it dies it bears much fruit
二十六节
Verse 26
若有人服侍我就当跟从我我在哪里服侍我的人也要在哪里
If anyone serves me, let him follow me and where I am, there shall my servant also be
若有人服侍我我父必尊重他
If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him
这里我们的主特别告诉我们说若有人要服侍他就当跟从他
Here our Lord said that if somebody is to serve him, then he needs to follow him.
我们没有路，他有路。
We don't have the way, he has the way.
我们要服侍吗？
Do we want to serve?
那个路在哪里呢？
Where is the way?
主说他有一条路。
The Lord said he has a way.
他要我们跟从他。
He wants us to follow him.
他说我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。
He says, where I am, there shall my servant also be.
我们的主在哪里呢？
Where is our Lord?
他告诉我们他在十字架上像一粒麦子一样落在地里死了。
He told us that he is on the cross just like a grain of wheat which falls into
the earth. 他第三天从死里复活。
He died and resurrected in three days.
他把生命释放出来。
He gave and poured forth his life.
在复活里面他就结出许多的子粒来。
And in resurrection he gave much fruit.
这是我们主走过的路。
This is the path and way that our Lord
walked. 他在哪里？
Wherever he is,
我们也应当在哪里
then there we should be as well.
我们这些服侍的人
we who serve,
我们如果要找到路的话
if we are to seek a way,
只有一条路
there is only but one way,
我们自己告诉我们的
and the Lord told us,
那就是十字架的道路
and that is the way of the cross.
所以侍奉的路不只是里面的道路
so the way of service is not only an inner way,
侍奉的道路也是十字架的道路
the way of service is also the way of the cross.
让我们低头再写简单道路
Let us have a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，是你呼召我们来跟随。
Lord, we want to thank you because you are the one who calls us to follow.
你知道我们是走投无路，是没有路的人。
You know that we by ourselves have no way.
但是感谢主。
But we thank you.
你告诉我们要我们和你一同上路。
You told us that you want to walk the way with us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你在哪里，我们也在哪里。
Wherever you are, we are there as well.
当我们觉得是否没有路的时候。
When we feel that we have no other way.
感谢主，你给我们一条路。
We thank you that you have given us a way.
你怎样是一粒麦子落在地里死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
Just like you are that grain of wheat that fell into the earth and died and bore much fruit.
你也要我们与你一同死，也一同复活。
As well, you want us to die and resurrect with you.
我们的主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
因为你指明给我们一条路。
Because you have pointed out a way for us.
乃是十字架的道路。
And that is the way of the cross.
所以今天晚上。
So tonight.
我们求你借助你的话来解释给我们听。
We ask that you would use your word to explain your word.
我们承认我们是愚昧的人。
We have to confess that we are but foolish.
我们求你解开你的话。
We ask that you would open up your word.
叫我们这些愚昧的人能够明白。
So that we who are foolish can understand.
好，让我们能够起来跟随你走这条道路。
So that we can rise up and follow you.
我们把敬拜爱戴都归给你。
We give you praise and our love.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 我们都知道这一次。我们有几天聚在一起，一同来看我们的侍奉。
We know that we are gathered here for a couple of days to consider this matter of service.
我们巴不得主再叫我们温习主已经在他话里面所给我们的。
Our desire is to be able to review what the Lord has already pointed out in the Scripture.
那我的责任是特别说到侍奉的道路。
And my responsibility is to speak of the way of spiritual service.
昨天晚上我们说到侍奉的路乃是里面的路。
Last evening we spoke that the way of service is the inner way.
我们普通讲的侍奉都想到做马大。
When we speak of service, we think of Martha.
我们想到外面许多的活动。
We think of many outside activities.
本来是很简单的一件事，结果变成了很多的事。
Something very simple became many complicated.
我们侍奉了，我们却失去安息。
We serve, but we lost our peace.
我们有许多负担，但是结果重担压在我们的身上。
We have many burdens, yet the weight is all upon us.
所以主就提醒我们。
So the Lord reminded us.
我们为许多事思虑烦扰。
We are bothered and worried by many things.
只有一件事不可以缺少。
But there is one thing that we should not lack.
那就是玛利亚已经选择了那上好的福分。
And that is what Mary chose, the good part.
是没有人可以夺取的。
Nobody can take it away.
为什么
？Why?
因为玛利亚坐在主的脚前。
Because Mary sat before the Lord's feet.
表面上她什么都不做。
On the surface, she's doing nothing.
什么也没有做。
She has done nothing.
她做的最简单的一件事。
The most simple thing that she's done.
就是坐在主的脚前。
Is to sit before the Lord's feet.
如果我们明白旧约的图画。
If we are to understand the picture of the Old Testament,
坐在主的脚前
to sit before the Lord's feet,
就是来到约柜的面前
is to come before the ark,
就是来到至圣所
is to come before the Holy of Holies,
就是亲近神
is to draw nigh to God,
就是在神面前侍立
it is to stand before God,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这个叫做侍奉神
this is to serve God,
神看重我们对他的侍奉
God, when He sees our service unto Him,
过于光只是侍奉他的殿
He actually treats that higher than just plain service unto Him.
所以主说，玛利亚是拣选了上好的福分。
So the Lord said that Mary chose the better part.
今天我们来到至圣所。
Today, when we arrive at the Holy
Place, 我们就来到了我们灵的深处。
We come to the depths of our spirit.
所以保罗说
，So Paul said,
用心灵，我用心灵所侍奉的神。
So I serve my God in spirit.
当保罗坐在主的脚前。
When Paul was before the Lord's feet,
他就这样来侍奉他的神。
That is how he served God.
所以这个道路是里面的道路。
So this way is an inner way.
那今天晚上靠主的恩典，我们继续来看另外一面。
So this evening, by the Lord's grace, we want to see another view.
我们刚才读圣经已经很清楚。
We just read and it was very clear.
这一段主的话很明白告诉我们。
Very clearly, it tells us.
我们这些侍奉的人有一条路的。
We servants have a way.
这条路不在我们身上。
It's not a way upon us.
这条路是主的路。
That way is the Lord's way.
你只要跟从他就可以了。
As long as you follow him.
所有侍奉主的人没有一个人走自己的路。
All those who serve the Lord do not walk their own way.
没有一个人走自己的路能走通的。
Nobody can walk their way successfully.
迟早有一天你要走到尽头。
Sooner or later, you will reach your end.
你也许别人聪明一点。
Maybe you're smarter than others.
你比别人更有智慧。
Maybe you're wiser than others.
你更能干一点。
Maybe you're better than they are.
但是最多是你的道路。
But at the most, it's your own way.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天如果我们要侍奉主。
If we are to serve our Lord.
主明明告诉我们有一条路。
The Lord told us there's a way.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主为我们钉在十字架上。
The Lord was crucified for us.
主为我们钉在十字架上。主形容说，那就是一粒麦子落在地里死了。
And being nailed to the cross was described as a grain falling into the earth.
主耶稣乃是神的独生子。
The Lord Jesus was God's beloved only begotten Son.
有了子就有生命。
If you have the Son, you have life.
在宇宙中只有一个生命。
In the universe, there is but one life.
其他的生命不过是生命的影子 the shadow
All the
of life.
Other lives are but shadows of that one life.
只有主自己是真正的生命
Only the Lord Himself is that true life.
但是我们知道
But we know.
那个生命是在神的独生的爱子里面
And that life is in His only begotten Son.
在宇宙里面只有这个生命才是生命
Only this life is life in the universe.
这个生命摆一千年都是好看的
But this life throughout 1,000 years is beautiful.
一万年还是好看的。
This life is still beautiful after
10,000 years. 在宇宙里面就是这个生命。
This life is, there's only but this life in the universe.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见说这是神，这个生命乃是神独生子的生命。
This life is the life of his beloved son.
神本性一切的丰盛都住在他的儿子里面。
All the fullness dwells bodily in the Godhead.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是宇宙中最奇妙的一件事
This is the most amazing thing in the universe
这是宇宙中最这最大的 wonder 可以说最最奇妙的一个一个一个最奇妙的一件事
This is the greatest wonder in the world
但是很可惜
But sadly
当初当主耶稣在父的怀里的时候
As our Lord was in the womb of the Father the bosom of the Father
我们知道说他是独生子
we knew he was the only begotten beloved Son
神所有的丰富都在他的儿子
and all the fullness was in his beloved Son
感谢主
thank the Lord
宇宙中只有这个生命
in the universe there was but one life
所以只有这个生命是麦子的生命
only this life is the life of the grain of wheat
所有其他的生命都是败子的生命
all the other lives are lives of the tare
所以我们看见如果今天我们要如果宇宙中要有一个丰收要有一个 harvest 的话
If we are to have a harvest in the universe
你想想看如果只有一个生命
Think about it, if you only have one life
你说感谢神宇宙中有一个生命
You thank the Lord, there is one life in the universe
但是你不能说这里有一个生命的丰收
But you cannot say that there is a harvest of life here
但是神有个旨意
But God has a purpose
他要率领众子进到荣耀里去
He is to lead all the
many
sons into glory
弟兄姊妹这是他的旨意
That is his purpose
如果神的生命如果独生子的生命一直摆在我们面前的话
If the beloved son life is put before us
好像你把水果放在空中一样
It's as if you're putting a fruit in the sky
你越欣赏它你越觉得我们什么都不是
The more you admire it the more you look and say we are nothing
你越看见那是美丽你就看见我们自己的丑陋
The more you see its beauty the more you see our own ugliness
如果那是荣耀这就是我们的羞耻
If that is glory then this is our shame
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这是独生子的荣耀
This is the glory of the beloved
没有人能和他分享
Nobody can share in his glory.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
神有一个永远的旨意
God has an eternal purpose.
神有一个荣耀的旨意
God has a glorious purpose.
我们不知道为什么神爱我们
We don't know why the Lord loves us.
我们不知道为什么神第一次爱就爱上我们
We do not know why when God first loved, he loved us.
神第一次给就要把他独生子给我们
And the first time he gave his only begotten son.
这是怎么可能的
How is this possible?
这是宇宙中最大的奥秘
This is the greatest mystery in the universe.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
Do you
不错
see?
只有神的儿子有那个独只有神的生命
Yes, only the beloved son has the life of the father.
但是神有一个旨意。
But God has a purpose.
神不只要拯救我们。
God not only wants to save us.
他要把神儿子的独生子的生命分给我们。
He wants to give the life of his beloved son to us.
结果他就能率领众子进到荣耀。
So he can bring many sons into glory.
那这件事情怎么完成的？
How is this accomplished?
这是神的工作。
This is God's work.
神要借着他儿子完成一个工作。
And God, through his son, wants to accomplish a work.
而最后一个结果是一个宇宙中很大的丰收。
And the last result is a great harvest in the universe.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
结果他在十字架上。
That on the cross.
因为我们是罪人。
Because we are sinners.
所以从我们的角度。
So in our point of view,
因为神爱我们
because God loves us,
神可怜我们
because God felt pity on us,
我们要下地狱，我们不能上天堂
we are to go to hell, we couldn't go to heaven.
所以主拯救我们
so the Lord saved us.
主为我们钉在十字架上
he was nailed to the cross,
为我们解决了所有罪的问题
and he solved all the problem of sin.
感谢主
thank
you. 这一点都不错的
that is no doubt about it.
你看主爱我们
God, the Lord loved us.
罪叫我们离开神不知道有多远
Sin made us be so distant from our Lord.
现在主耶稣在十字架上为我们钉十字架。
Yet our Lord was nailed to the cross.
他身体为我们裂开。
His body was broken.
为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
And he opened a new and living way.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
看哪，神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽。
Who takes away the sin of the world.
就着我们的需要来说。
To us for our needs.
我们是个罪人。
We are sinners.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主爱我们。
The Lord loved us.
今天主把担当了我们所有的罪。
And he bore all our sins upon us.
这是爱的故事。
This is the story of love.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是因为我们从我们的角度来看救恩的。
Because this is the way we see from our point of view the story of
salvation.
But from God's point of view in this matter of salvation,
你知道神有一个永远的旨意,
He has an eternal purpose.
当他创造人的时候,
when He created man, He put the life of tree in the middle of the garden.
弟兄姊妹,
Brother and sister,
你看见吗?
Do you see?
不错, 独生子的生命是宇宙中唯一的生命。
The life, the only life in this universe is the life of the beloved Son.
如果只有一个生命,
and if you only have one life,
这个生命是 for exhibition, 是给大家看的,
this life is for an exhibition,
是给大家欣赏的,
it's for people to admire.
但是没有一个人能够经历,
but nobody can partake of it.
但是弟兄姊妹, 什么叫伊甸园的故事?
What is the story of the Garden of
Eden? 在人还没有堕落犯罪以前,
before man fell,
神有个心意,
God had a desire in his heart.
神不止神愿意让人经历那个经历神自己的生命,
God wanted man to experience the life of our Lord.
那么今天我们怎么能够得到这个生命?
So today, how do we gain this life?
约翰福音第一章, 生命在他里头,
John chapter 1, the life was in him.
到了第四章,
John chapter 4, the life is in us.
结果变成一井泉源, 一直流到永生,
it became a well of spring of living water.
从生命在他里面,
from life in him,
怎么到我们里面来?
How did it come into us?
弟兄姊妹,
today we can be called the children of God.
你看见神赐给我们是何等的慈爱,
the Lord has given us indeed great love.
我们这些人居然是神的儿女,
we today are called children of God.
我们居然有神的生命,
and we have God's life.
在父神的怀里,
and in the bosom of the Father,
生命在他里面,
the life was in him.
现在生命居然能进到你里面, 进到我里面,
and yet the life today can come within me and you.
那个故事是怎么发生的?
What is that story?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这就是十字架的故事,
this is the story of the cross.
这就是住在十字架上,
this is what the Lord on the cross.
如果他不钉十字架的话,
if he was not nailed to the cross,
永远是一粒麦子,
forever it is but a wheat of grain.
宇宙中只有一粒麦子,
in this world, in this universe, only one grain of wheat.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
你看见吗? 现在我们的主要率领众子进到荣耀里面,
our Lord is leading many into glory.
有许多的儿子,
many sons into glory.
这怎么回事?
What is this?
因为一粒麦子落在地里死了,
because when a grain of wheat falls into the earth,
当我们主从死里复活的时候,
and when our Lord resurrected,
他就把他的生命就释放出来了,
he poured out his life,
结果就率领众子进到荣耀里面,
and led many sons into glory.
我记得我小的时候,
I remember when I was young,
我因为在我家的附近啊, 在我家这个园子里面很多很多的龙眼树,
and there actually near in my garden we actually had many dragon eye trees.
因为那个时候我是长子, 那个时候还是独生的儿子, 长子 elder son, 最大的最大,
first born, and first man. Longan is dragon eye?
No,
just longan. Okay, a longan tree, made up of a tree, longan tree.
那我母亲告诉我说,
and because I was the eldest, my mother told me,
因为那个时候我是独生子,
because I was the only son at that time,
所以他们告诉我说我是坐在龙眼树上吃龙眼的,
because then they told me that I was on that longan tree eating the fruit.
结果整个树都是我的,
so that entire tree was my tree.
但后来我母亲又生了六个孩子,
but then my mother had another six children.
所以我们一共是七个，我是最大的,
so among the seven I was the oldest.
有一天妈妈买了七根香蕉回来,
so one day my mother bought seven bananas.
我只拿到一根香蕉,
I only had one banana.
弟兄姊妹，现在我要和我的兄弟姊妹一同来分享父亲母亲所有的,
so now I had to share with my brothers and sisters all that my parents had.
我们就知道说,
we know,
因着我们蒙恩得救,
because we are saved,
你看见主在我们身上做了何等的事,
we see the Lord doing a mighty work on us.
我们知道,
we know,
我们的主乃是神最 完全的仆人。
Our Lord is the most perfect servant of our of God.
他说我来了。
He said, I have come.
因为父赐给他一个身体。
Because the Father gave him a body.
他说我来了乃是要遵行你的旨意。
I have come to accomplish your purpose.
他不只要做我们的救主。
Not only to be our Savior.
他要把生命分给我们。
But he wants to give us, impart his life to us.
这就是为什么他在他在变化山上他没有升到天上去。
That is why he did not ascend from the Mount of Transfiguration.
就是主耶稣的生命和他的工作来说。
As to our Lord's life and his work.
到了变化山上我们的主已经到了最高峰了。
On the Mount of Transfiguration, he was at its apex.
他可以从那里就升到天上。
He could have risen right into heaven.
彼得说要搭三座的棚。
Peter said, let us build three tabernacles.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为那个时候是靠近祝棚节的时候。
Because that was near the Feast of Tabernacle time.
祝棚节就是橄榄,就是葡萄成熟的时候。
And that, during that feast is when the grapes are the most ripe.
我们的主就他自己来说,他可以升到天上去。
As to the Lord himself, he could have ascended to heaven.
但如果主升天了,我们怎么办?
But if he ascended, what would happen to us?
我们的主能够升到宝座。
He can ascend to the throne.
你看他是合乎神旨意的那一位。
Because he was according to the Lord's God's will.
他的升天更定我们的罪。
His ascension would have condemned us even more.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
为着你我罪的缘故,
for you and me and our sins,
他从橄榄, 他从变化山一直往下走, 走到哥哥他山为我们钉在十字架。
He descended all the way from the Mount of Transfiguration down to Golgotha onto the cross.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
就是在变化山上,
on the Mount of Transfiguration,
我们的主好像成熟的葡萄一样。
Our Lord was like that grape that was ripe.
你看等到葡萄最成熟的时候。
When the grape is the most mature and ripe.
那是他一生最骄傲的时候。
That is the most a proud moment of his life.
这个代表生命的丰满。
It represents the fullness of life.
也代表 the beauty of life, 生命的美丽。
And it represents the beauty of life.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因着我们的主要把他的生命分给你，分给我。
Because our Lord wanted to share his life with you and me.
所以葡萄一定要经过 wine press, 一定要经过酒榨。
So the grape had to go through a wine press.
等到它经过酒榨的时候。
And once it goes through the wine press.
你看葡萄把它的生命完全倾倒出来。
The grape pours out its life entirely.
葡萄。所以这个生命乃是倾倒的生命。
And this life is a life that is poured out.
这个生命是分出去的生命。
This life is an imparted or shared life.
所以他不能够住在三座棚的里面。
So he cannot abide in one of the three tabernacles.
弟兄姊妹。
No.
你要把生命分出去。
If you are to share or impart life.
有一种的苦难，有一种 suffering.
There is one type of suffering.
称作 undeserved suffering, 不应得的苦难。
It is called an undeserved suffering.
那个苦难像母亲的苦难一样。
That suffering is like the suffering of a mother.
母亲为着把生命给了儿女。
To impart life to their child, a mother.
她经过了一种生产的痛苦。
Goes through goes through pains of travail.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主说我在哪里，你们也在哪里。
The Lord said, wherever you are, there I am as well.
我们要小心弟兄姊妹。
Let's pay attention.
主在十字架上。
On the cross, our Lord.
这条路我们也要走的。
We have to walk that way.
但有一个工作是主做的，我们是没有份的。
But there is one work that we have no part of.
那个工作就是主为我们赎罪的工作。
And that work is the work of atonement.
那个就是主自己可以做的。
Only the Lord could do.
没有一个人在这件事情上是有份的。
Nobody has a part in doing that.
所以我们的主说，服侍的人如果我在哪里，也跟随我在哪里。
So the Lord said, the one who serves me, wherever he is, I am there as well.
我们为什么侍奉呢？
Why do we serve?
我们的侍奉的目的不是看我们的主人怎么用我们吗？
Isn't the purpose of our service to see how the Master uses us?
如果父神的目的
If the purpose of the Father
是要把他生命分出去供应出去的话
Is to impart life
我们没有第二个工作
We have no other service
所以弟兄姊妹如果我们主走什么路我们也走什么路
If we walk the same way the Lord walks
有一种苦难我是没有份的
There is one suffering that we have no part of.
那就是主为我们代死，为我们主所经过的一切的苦难。
And that is the suffering that the Lord went through when He died.
那是我们的救主为我们所经过的苦难。
That is the suffering that our Savior went through.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
今天因为主在我们身上有一个旨意。
But because the Lord has a will in our life.
只有一个工作。
One work.
这个工作就是主自己的工作。
And that work is the Lord's work.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果今天我们要跟
If today we are to follow the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，在主的身上
on the Lord's life,
这里有一个工作
there is a work.
那个工作最后是结出许多的子粒来
and that work is to bear much fruit.
什么叫许多的子粒呢
How is there much fruit?
这就是丰收
That is harvest.
神的旨意就是丰收
God's purpose is harvest.
神的旨意不是只有一个单独的生命
God's purpose is not just one life.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
那个生命是没有罪的生命。
That life is one without sin.
那个生命是完全的生命。
That life is a perfect life.
但神有个旨意。
But God has.
他要把这个生命分出去。
He wants to impart that life.
他需要经过一种的苦难。
He has to go through a suffering.
他需要经过酒榨。
He has to go through the wine press.
然后他的生命才分出去。
Then his life is poured out.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是保罗告诉我们说。
This is what Paul tells.
他为着基督的身体。
For the body of Christ,
他要补满基督患难的缺欠。他 to feel the lack of the suffering.
He has to fill the lack of the suffering of Christ.
难道我们的主的苦难有缺乏吗？
Is the suffering of Christ lacking?
当然不是。
Of course not.
他在十字架上。
On the cross.
他拯救了我们。
He saved us.
他从肋旁流出血和水
and through his side poured out blood and water
你看见在苦难产难里面 birth pain 里面你看见教会就诞生了
so through birth pains and travail then the church was born
但是不要忘记
but don't forget
教会不止诞生的
not only was the church born
教会要长大
but the church has to grow
要长成基督丰满的度量
and has to grow into the fullness of Christ
弟兄姊妹，这里有个工作，
Here's a work.
叫做建立基督的身体。
Here's a work of building the body of Christ.
从刚刚生下来，
from just born，
一直到他长大为止，
until it's grown into maturity.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters，
这里有一个工作，
Here is a work.
这个工作就是叫身体长大的工作。
This is a work to enable the body to grow.
不要忘记，
Don't forget.
主怎么在十字架上经过惨难生了我们。
How the Lord went through birth pains to birth us.
今天教会在地上长大。
Just like the church today grows on earth.
我们有一个呼召，主呼召我们。
The Lord calls us.
让我们能与主，让我们来跟随主。
So that we can come and follow him.
就在哪里
？Wherever he is.
我们也在哪里
？We are there as well.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
侍奉的道路是十字架的道路。
The way of service is the way of the cross.
因为宇宙中有一个 law， 有一个定律。
Because there is a universal law.
这是个 biological law.
This is a biological law.
这是生命的定律。
A law, the biological law.
一粒麦子必须落在地里死了。
A grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies.
结果就结出许多的子粒。
And the result is it bears much fruit.
学生不能高过先生。
The student cannot be greater than the master.
为什么我们的主？是宇宙中最大的渔夫
Why is our Lord the greatest fisherman in the universe?
我们知道两千年来
We know that throughout 2,000 years
最少有九万万 900 million 最少有九 900 million 有九万万的鱼进到我们的主的网里面来
We know that throughout history 900, at least 900 million fish have entered the Lord's net
弟兄姊妹，你看见我们的主是我们的主实在神忠心的仆人。
Our Lord is indeed that faithful servant.
我们的主没有用枪，没有用炮来逼我们相信。
Our Lord didn't use guns or weapons to force us to believe.
我们的主没有差遣天使啊。
Our Lord didn't send angels.
在上面说你们要信耶稣。
And said the angels would say you have to believe.
你们不信耶稣，你们肚子要痛三天。
And if you don't believe, you have a stomach ache for 3 days.
你们非相信不可。
So you have to believe.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见 the flag 十字架的旗帜
，Do you see the flag of the cross？
就叫我们这许多人愿意投降在他的脚前。
Makes us Many people want to surrender before him.
所以 Queen Victoria 说过这样的话。
So Queen Victoria once said,
她说当主耶稣来的时候
When the Lord returns,
我愿意把我的冠冕放在他的脚前。
I am willing to take off my crown and cast it at his feet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人
All of us,
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
我们都是他拯救回来的。
We have been saved and we have been saved by him.
这就是主的工作。
That is his work.
你看我们的主可以说是神最忠心的仆人。
And our Lord is the most faithful servant.
这个定律在主的身上是如此。
And this law applies to the Lord.
这个定律在我们的身上也是如此。
But this law also applies to us.
所以现在我们看见有一条路。
So now we see there's a way.
这条路叫做十字架的道。
And this way is called the way of the cross.
那为什么我们明白这个定律？
So we can understand this law.
让我们从旧约里面找一段的圣经。
Let us go to the Old Testament to find a passage.
我们好不好来看列王记下第六章？
Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 6.
第六章。我们读一段圣经第一节。
Verse 1。
先知门徒对以利沙说看哪、啊、我们同你所住的地方过于窄小
Now the sons of the prophet said to Elisha Behold now the place before you where we are living is too limited for us
求你容我们往约旦去个人从那里取一根木料建造房屋居住
Please let us go to the Jordan and each of us take from there a beam and let us make a place there for ourselves where we may live
他说你们去吧
So he said, go.
有一个人说求你与仆人同去回答说我可以去
Then one said, please be willing to go with your servants. And he answered, I shall go.
于是以利沙与他们同去
So he went with them.
到了约旦河就砍伐树木
And when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees.
有一个人砍伐的时候斧头掉在水里
But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water.
他就呼叫说哀哉我主啊这斧子是借的
And he cried out and said, Alas, my master, for it was borrowed.
神人问说掉在哪里了他将那地方指给以利沙看。
Then the man of God said, Where did it fall? And when he showed him the place,
以利沙砍了一根木头抛在水里斧头就飘上来了。
He cut off a stick and threw it in there and made the iron float.
以利沙说拿起来吧那人就伸手拿起来了。
And Elisha said, Take it up for yourself. So he put out his hand and took it.
那这是旧约很有趣的一幅图画。
This is a very interesting picture in the Old Testament.
但是这里背后有一个很重要的原则。
But there's a very important principle in the background.
这里有以利沙和他的门徒。
Here you see Elisha and his disciples.
等一等，你看见。
Now you will see.
这个门徒啊，会走一路走到没有走到尽头了。
You will see that these disciples will reach the end of their way.
以利沙有一条路的。
And Elisha has a way.
这个时候呢，他们可以从以利沙那里，从他们的先生那里，就学习了一些很重要的功课。
And through their master Elisha, they can learn many lessons.
那这些门徒们，他们告诉以利沙说，我们和你同住的地方太小了。
And these disciples told Elisha, Behold, the place before you where we are living is too limited.
所以求你让我们到约旦河去。
So allow us to go to the Jordan.
那么在那个地方呢，我们要盖另外一栋房子。
And at that place, we'll build another house.
那么每一个人呢，都去那里取一个木材。
And so everybody can go there and get a beam.
这样我们可以建造房屋，一同来居住。
And then we can build a house to live in.
不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
Don't forget, brothers and sisters.
今天主只有一个工作。
There is only one work.
就是建立基督的身体。
And that is to build the body of Christ.
那么讲到建造的时候。
And if we talk about building.
这里有一个很重要的原则。
Here's a very important principle.
你看见没有？
Do you see?
每一个人都有份的。
Everybody has a part.
每一个人都要到约旦河去。
Everybody has to go to the Jordan.
这个建造一定要在约旦河边才可以。
This building has to happen by the Jordan.
我们说过。以色列人和这个和这个和非利士人不同在哪里呢
？What was the difference then between the people of Israel and the Philistines？
他们都是离开埃及，他们都是进到迦南的。
Both of those people left Egypt and went into Canaan。
但是非利士人沿着非利士人沿海的路，一直接就到了迦南。
But the Philistines took a direct route into Canaan.
但是以色列要经过两道水。
But the people of Israel had to go through two bodies of water.
这两道水很重要。
And these two bodies of water are very important.
表面上 非利士人跟以色列人差不多的。
On the surface, the Philistine and the Israelites were about the same.
你看不出来。
You can't see much difference.
你看起点一样，终点也是一样。
The point of origin and the point ending point were the same.
不一样是那个过程的。
But the difference was the whole
process. 那不要忘记，那个过程是非常重要的。
And that process is very important.
那两道水是什么水呢？
What are the two bodies of water?
他们经过红海的时候。
When they went through the Red Sea,
世界就远远丢在背后。
The world was behind them.
世界就埋在红海里面。
The world was buried in the Red Sea.
等到他们经过约旦河的时候。
And when they crossed the Jordan.
你记不记得他们把十二块石头就埋在约旦河里面。
Do you remember that they buried those 12 stones in the Jordan?
然后就抱着十二个石头就到迦南地。
And they went and with the 12 stones into Canaan.
过红海是世界埋在水里面。
Crossing the Red Sea meant the world was buried.
过约旦河
Crossing the Jordan.
你看十字架另外一个工作
Another work of the cross.
向我们自己埋在水里面
We ourselves are buried.
所有的建造都必须在约旦河边的
All the building has to be beside the Jordan.
今天我们讲到建立基督的身体
When we speak of building the body of Christ,
我们怎么建造呢
How do we build?
不要忘记
Don't forget.
你看见这里很清楚给我们看要建造一定要在约旦河边的
To build we need to be beside the Jordan
然后他说我们每一个人都去
And he said we shall all go
个人呢就取一根的木料
And each one was to get a beam
然后呢我们也建造房屋来居住
And then we can build a house to live in
但是那里没有现成的木料
But there you don't have a beam that was already ready
那里都是一棵一棵的树
All there was all trees
所以现在如果要建造房子的话
If you are to build a house
你看见你要把树变成木料才可以
You have to turn the tree into a beam
所以每个人都拿了个斧头
So everybody took an axe
你看见没有那每一个人都应该砍自己前面那个树
And everybody was to use the axe to bring down a tree
如果你把那个斧头放在你的根上面
So if you put the axe on the root of the tree
那个树就代表我们这个人
And that tree represents us
如果你要房子盖起来
If you want to build a house
如果今天你要找到建造的材料
If you want to find building material
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这个树一定要倒才可以的
This tree has to fall
所以这个斧头应该放在这个根上面这个就倒了
So that this axe has to be at the root so that the tree can fall
木料就有了
So you have the material
然后房子就建造起来了
So you can build a house
弟兄姊妹你明白吗
Do you understand?
今天当我们读以弗所书第四章的时候
When we read Ephesians 4
你看见是所有的圣徒都起来做这件事
All the saints gathered together to do this
每一个人都有一个工作
Everybody has a work
这就是我们的侍奉呢
This is our service
但是路在什么地方呢
What is the way
这个房子怎么能建造起来
How is the house built
你看见我们前面那个树一定要倒的
The tree before us has to fall
如果那个树不倒的话
If that tree does not fall
那结果难处在哪里呢
Where's the difficulty
结果就没有建造了
There is no building
那现在发生了什么事呢
But what happened
有一个人呢砍树的时候
One of them as he was felling the beam
你知道这个常常发生的事
You know this happens often
所以在生命记里面呢讲过一段的故事
So actually in Deuteronomy it says
他如果两个人到树林里面去砍树的话
It says actually if two people go into a forest to cut down trees
但如果你不小心
If you are not careful
你砍的时候那个斧头飞掉了
If the axe head actually flies off the axe
结果不是那个树下来的是别人下来了
Actually the tree doesn't fall but the other person falls
那么这个时候你可以到逃城去到逃城里面
So now you can go to the cities where you can flee
所以这是非常重要的
That's very important
当我们来侍奉的时候
When we come to serve
感谢主我们看见异象了
We see the vision
我们都愿意在建造里面有份
We want to have a participation in the building
process 不要忘记了
But don't forget
每一个人都要到约旦河去
Everybody has to go to the Jordan
每个人都应该砍那根树
Everybody has to cut down a tree
然后你有了木料才能建造房屋
And then when you have the material you can build the house
但是我们难处在哪里
Where's our difficulty
许多时候我们挥我们的斧头的时候
Many times when we throw our axe
那个斧头应该落在我们的根上面
That axe is supposed to hit the root of the tree
结果我们技术不行我们就飞出去了
But we're not good at using the axe and then our axe had flies
在教会里面我没有倒别的弟兄姊妹倒了
In the church I didn't fall but another brother brother and sister fell.
我感谢主，那次幸好掉在约旦河里面。
But thank the Lord, the accent here fell in the Jordan.
这是一个很重要的功课，弟兄姊妹。
This is a very important lesson.
你看见这不是今天教会建造的难处吗？
Isn't this the difficulty of the building up of the church today?
我们总是觉得那个弟兄是难处。
We think that brother is a difficult.
那个姊妹是难处。
That sister is a difficult.
他不在这里就好了。
If they weren't here, that would be the best.
我们从来没有想到我们才是那个难处。
We never thought that we were the difficult.
我们要找一个完全的教会。
We want to find a perfect church.
假定有一个教会真是完全的。
Let's pretend that there was a perfect church.
但是因为你才加入这个教会，这个教会便不完全。
But because you joined the church, then the church became imperfect.
本来蛋糕是好好的，结果多了一只苍蝇。
Before the cake was delicious, but now you have a fly in the cake.
所以十字架要做什么工作呢？
So what is the lesson of the cross?
十字架要解决这个苍蝇才可以。
The lesson of the cross has to deal with this fly.
所以每个人都要砍他眼前的树。
So every single person has to cut down the tree before them.
十字架在我们身上工作的。
The cross has to work in us.
那这里的斧头。
Here the axe head.
在圣经里面代表权柄。
In the Bible, it speaks of authority.
十字架在我们身上的工作。
The work of the cross in us.
就是神在我们身上权柄的工作。
Is the work of God in us, the work of authority.
你知道我们生命要长大。
Our life has to grow.
一面要有爱。
On one hand, we need love.
另一面要有权柄。
On the other hand, authority.
主实在是爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
但如果我们要长大的话。
But if we are to grow.
主要用权柄来服侍我们。
He has to deal with us with authority.
我有一个一岁的 小孙女。
I have a granddaughter, 1-year-old.
我看她长大。
I see her growing up.
一面我们看见用爱来教她长大。
And on one hand, we use love to let her grow.
但是你不能完全用爱。
But it can't just be love.
如果没有权柄不行的。
If you don't have authority, you fail.
因为呢，她很喜欢吃小的东西，一下子她就往嘴巴里面吃。
Because she loves picking at small things to eat.
这是很危险的。
This is very dangerous.
所以这个时候做母亲要说 no no.
So the mother has to say no.
No no 是权柄。
The mother saying no no is
authority. 不是要管她的意思。
It's not that we're going to mistreat her.
权柄的意思就是叫她不会不要受伤害。
The authority is to prevent her from being harmed.
但是你知道她那么小，才一岁多，已经是个小罪人了。
But she is only 1-year-old. She's already a small sinner.
那有一次她的祖母啊，和她玩一个游戏。
One day her grandmother was playing with her.
一个罗马，就是德国，这个苏联有很多娃娃，是大娃娃套小娃娃，再套小娃娃。
In Russia, you have a doll that is contained within another doll, which is contained within another doll.
她到我们家来最喜欢的玩具。
So she loves playing with this toy.
把大的拿去，变成小的。
So when she takes the outer doll, it becomes small.
小的再小的。
So she takes another doll out and gets another doll.
她看到最后最小的那个最高兴。
When she sees the smallest doll, she's the most joyous.
她很自然就拿在嘴巴里吃。
And very naturally, she wants to put it in her mouth.
不过她是个小罪人。
But because she's a small sinner,
没有人教她。
Nobody taught her.
婆婆把她的祖母在旁边。
Her grandmother was beside her.
她转过身去。
She turned her face.
她不让她奶奶知道。
She did not let her grandmother see.
她要把它放在她的嘴巴里。
So that she could put it in her mouth.
那弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
这个时候权柄能帮助她。
Here authority can help her.
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
人堕落以后
，when man fell，
堕落了以后
，after he fell，
人不知道什么叫做权柄。
Man did not know what authority was.
权柄是为着服侍的。
Authority is to serve.
如果教会没有权柄，
if the church has no authority,
这个教会不可能长大。
This church cannot grow.
你看你没有多久，肉体都到教会里面了。
Sooner or later, the flesh will enter in.
一面肉 red flesh, yeah, flesh, flesh. 对，所有的肉体都要进到教会里面。
All the flesh will enter in.
但是感谢主弟兄姊妹。
But thank the Lord.
你看见圣灵在我们身上的雕刻。
We see the sculpting of the Holy Spirit.
那就证明他在我们上用权柄。
It proves that He is using authority.
他要改正我们。
He will correct.
他要对付我们的肉体。
He will deal with our flesh.
他要对付我们的世界。
He will deal with our world.
他不让世界进到教会里面。
He does not allow the world to enter the church.
不让肉体进到教会里面。
He does not allow the flesh to enter the church.
也不让我进到教会里面。
He does not allow me to enter the church.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister,
今天每一个人都应该接受圣灵的工作。
All of us have to accept the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果教会要得着建造。
If the church is to be built,
我们每一个人都需要经过十字架的工作。
All of us have to go through the work of the cross.
不是别人倒了，是我这个人倒。
It's not that the others will fall, we fall.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister,
当我们真的倒了的时候
，When we fall,
你看见教会就真得着建造。
Then the church can be built.
那现在问题在这里。
Here's the problem.
不小心，这是我们常常做的事。
Accidentally,
我们说我们要帮助弟兄。
We say we want to help brothers and sisters.
我们也要用权柄。
And we will use authority as well.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这个人怎么说呢
？What did he say?
哀哉我主啊，这斧子是借的。
Alas, my master, for this axe head was borrowed.
我们所有的权柄都是借的。
All of our authority is borrowed.
只有神是权柄。
Only God has authority.
没有一个人有权柄。
Nobody else has authority.
但是很可惜。
But sadly,
因为我们不认识权柄的缘故。
Because we do not recognize authority.
许多时候，这个斧头应该落在我们的脚前。
Many times, this axe head is supposed to fall before our feet.
我们应该改变。
We are the ones who need to change.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
我们主是。主是让我们来用他的权柄。
The Lord allows us to use His authority.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
今天你要认识权柄乃是神自己的。
Today you have to see that authority is God's alone.
你记不记得主用了个比方
？Do you remember when God used an example?
我们的
Lord used an example.
我们的主是做木匠。
Our Lord was a carpenter.
所以呢，在他的木匠的房子里面有很多的梁木。
So there are many beams that are wooden beams in his a place of carpentry.
还有我们的主也用那个锯子的。
He also used a saw.
那用锯子的时候，不是有很多木头的屑吗？一点点的屑。
So you know that because you're sawing wood, that there's sawdust.
所以主就用这两件事来做比方了。
So the Lord used that as an example.
他说：“你为什么看见弟兄眼中有刺？”
He says, "Why do you see in your brother a speck in his eye?"
这个刺其实就是那个锯下来的小小那么一点。
That speck is actually a piece of sawdust.
结果你没有看到你眼中有梁木。
And you do not see the log in your own eye.
那我们的主说，当然你要除去你弟兄眼中的刺。
Of course, you need to take away the speck in your eye.
这是你的侍奉。
That is your service.
一点都没有错的。
No question about it.
我问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
你不是要做眼科大夫吗？
Do you want to be an optician?
如果有人要到你面前来叫如果他到眼科大有人到你的面前来
If somebody comes before you
他是请你把我眼中的白内障去掉
If he is to ask you Can you please take away the cataracts in my eyes?
你要先问问这个医生是怎么样他的眼睛怎么样
You have to ask first of all How are the eyes of this doctor?
如果他的白内障比你还严重
If his cataracts are worse than yours
你千万不要给他开的
You don't want him to operate on you
主就是这个意思
That's what the Lord is saying
你以为要去掉别人眼中的刺其实你眼中有梁木的
You thought you would take out the speck of your brother's eye But you have a log in your own
所以主怎么说呢
So what does the Lord say?
你要让人先除去你眼中的梁木
Allow the others to take the speck away from your eye
我们的主是最好的眼科大夫
Our Lord is the best optometrist
如果我们让主从我们的眼中取出梁木
If we allow the Lord to take away the log in our eye
这个时候
Then,
你可以去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Then you can take away the sawdust in your brother's eye.
你可以用权柄来服侍你的弟兄。
You can use authority to serve brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见当教会建造的时候
，when the church is being built，
一面需要爱
，on one hand we need love，
一面需要权柄
，on the other hand authority。
但是权柄和爱是不能分开。
But authority and love cannot be separate.
神所配合的，没有人能够分开。
What the Lord has combined, nobody can separate.
许多人用权柄忘记了爱。
Many people use authority and forget love.
许多人充满爱，忘记了权柄。
Many people are filled with love but forget authority.
如果教会得到建造的
，If the church is to be built,
你看见权柄和爱是紧紧连在一起的。
Both authority and love are closely connected.
那弟兄姊妹。现在这个斧头掉在约旦河里面。
Now we see the axe head has fallen into the Jordan.
需要一个神迹才行。
Now we need a miracle.
你看见吗？什么叫神迹
？What is a miracle?
神迹在这个出埃及记里面。
In Exodus.
有一个 definition， 有一个定义的。
There is a definition.
那就是 finger of God， 就是神的指头。
And the definition is the finger of God.
什么时候神动了他的指头
？Whenever he moves his finger.
什么时候？神迹就发生了。
That is when a miracle occurs.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
现在我们的主要在我们身上工作。
Now the Lord is to work in our lives.
你看看他怎么做的。
How is he going to do this?
结果他砍掉一段木头。
Then he says he cut off a stick.
抛在水里面。
Threw it in the water.
结果斧头就浮起来了。
And then the iron floated up.
你还记不记得弟兄们
？Brothers and sisters, do you remember?
当以色列人刚刚过红海的时候。
After the people of Israel just crossed the Red Sea,
他们三天找不到水喝。
For 3 days they could not find water.
结果发现水是苦的。
And they found that the water was bitter.
圣经怎么做？神怎么说呢？
What did God say?
神怎么做呢？他把木头丢在那个水里面。
He threw a stick, a rod into the water.
原文其实就是一棵树。
Actually, in the original, it's actually a tree.
这里一根木头其实也就是树。
And here, the stick is also a tree.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
我们主为我们挂在树上。
Our Lord was hung on the tree.
主钉在十字架，他就是钉在树上。
He was nailed to the cross. He was nailed to the tree.
这个树当然代表十字架的工作。
Of course, this tree represents the work of the cross.
那个水是苦的。
That water is bitter.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
等到主把那个木头放到水里面。
When the Lord put that tree in the water,
那个水就变成甜了。
That water became sweet.
这一次是也同样的木头。
Again, another piece of wood.
所以又代表十字架的工作。
Again, the work of the cross.
结果一丢到水里面。
Was thrown into the water.
你看见说那个斧头就浮起来。
And it made the iron float.
到底怎么浮起来我不知道。
I don't know how it ended floating.
当初是水变甜了。
Before the water became sweet.
这一次会不会水变咸了？
Now is it because the water became salty?
有没有可能因着主把那个木头丢到水里面？
Is it because the Lord threw that tree in the water?
结果死海的水就倒流了。
And then the Dead Sea's water reversed its course in the water.
因为这个是约旦河，不要忘记啊。
Don't forget, it's the Jordan.
今天你在约旦河根本沉不下去的。
You
沉不下去。对不起，死海沉不下去。
You cannot float in the Dead Sea.
你可以坐在上面读圣经的。
You cannot sink in the Dead Sea.
这个是死海，弟兄姊妹，你看见了。
You can read your Bible on the surface.
到底怎么浮起来，我不知道。
I don't know how the iron floats.
圣经里没有说的。
The Bible doesn't say.
但有一件事感谢主。
But one thing.
因着那个木头，结果叫斧头就浮起来。
Because of that stick, the iron floated.
弟兄姊妹，这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这给我们看见说
Here we see.
十字架应该跟权柄连在一起的。
The cross has to be together with authority.
你看见没有？那个斧头浮起来。
The axe head, the iron flow.
结果就和那个木头就连在一起。
And it was connected to that piece of wood.
弟兄姊妹，如果这个仍旧在主的手里，在以利沙的手里的话。
And if this is in Elisha's hand.
那结果是什么？
What is the result?
结果那个木头，结果那个斧头，最后是一定落在我们自己的根上。
So then that axe will at the end hit the root of ourselves.
结果我们就倒了。
And then we will fall.
结果木料就产生了。
And then we have the building material.
结果房屋就建造成了。
And then the building can be built.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
今天教会里面充满爱。
In the church today, we have love.
也应当充满权柄。
But it should also be filled with authority.
换句话说，
In other words,
充满十字架的工作。
The work of the cross.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and
sisters, 让我们记住什么是神迹。
What is the miracle?
许多时候我们用权柄的时候，
So many times when we use authority,
我们是和爱分开的。
We are separate from love.
我们和十字架分开的。
We are separate from the cross.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
十字架和权柄。
The cross and
authority, 爱和权柄
the love and authority,
是不能够分开的
cannot be separate.
所以那个神迹
so that miracle,
最后你看见说那个斧头又在 master 的手里
that axe ended up back in the master's hand.
那如果真的这样的话
and if that is the case,
你看见那个斧头一定落在我们的树上
that axe will end up on us the tree.
结果每一个树就都倒了
so every single tree will fall.
感谢主
Thank you.
我们倒了
we fell,
教会就得着建立
so the church can be built.
这个就是我们侍奉的道路
This is the way of our service.
我们今天在澳洲
Today, we're in Australia.
所以让我举一个澳洲的例子
Let me use an Australian example.
我想你们在澳洲人最骄傲的就是你们有一样东西是全世界最大
You Australians probably pride yourselves because you own one of the largest things in the world.
这个东西不光大，而且是活的。
Not only is a large thing, but it's a thing that's alive.
万里长城是大的，那是死的。
The Great Wall of China is great, but it's dead.
但是你们可以骄傲的，就是有一个东西是大的，而且是活的。
But you can be proud, it's great, but it's also alive.
而且呢，在月亮上面可以看得见的。
And you can see it through outer space.
这就是你们最骄傲的大堡礁。
That is your Great Barrier Reef.
那大堡礁一栋有多大呢？
How great is the Great Barrier Reef?
有意大利那么大。
It's as big as Italy.
你们大概到了布里斯本再开六个钟头的样子。
About 6 hours north of Brisbane.
然后你一直往北开。
And you keep going north.
你知道那个整个的那个整个东海岸那部分通通是大通通是大堡礁的。
The eastern shore coast is full of the Great Barrier Reef.
想想看弟兄姊妹。
Think about it.
你们有一个 living structure.
You have a living structure.
什么都是活的。
Everything is alive.
你看见没有？全世界最大的。
It is the greatest in the world.
而且在外面可以看，在月亮可以看得见。
And you can see it from the moon.
大的一个地步像月，大的一个地步像什么呢？像意大利一样。
It is so great. It's the size of Italy.
有的人说比那英国三轮大道还要大。
It is.
UK 更大。
It is greater than the United Kingdom together.
那换句话说，你们可以想象到 United Kingdom 可以做你们的殖民地的。
You know that. In other words, the United Kingdom can actually become a colony of yours.
因为你们说 UK 的殖民地太久了，现在可以反过来了。
So you've been a colony of the UK for too long, so now you can reverse it.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这么大的一个东西。
You see such a great thing.
代表什么？
What does it represent?
到底神借着这么大一个创造给我们什么功课？
What lesson does God give us through such a great creation?
我们知道这个大的 living creature,
this great living creature,
有1500种鱼。
There's over 1500 types of fish.
有四百个珊瑚。
You have 400 kinds of coral.
然后呢，有两大概有四千种的 clams 或者 snails.
You have over 4,000 clams or snails.
那弟兄姊妹，你看见这是很大很大的 living structure.
This is a great living structure.
那么就在大概在整个最南边的地方。
And in the southern part of the reef.
如果你从布里斯本开车大概六个钟头的样子。
About 6 hours away from Brisbane.
那你到了那一带，你大概可以说到了这个大堡礁最南边了。
You've arrived at the southern tip of the Great Barrier Reef.
那一带最少有八个岛。
There you have 8 islands.
是非常特别的岛。
Are very special islands.
这个岛都是很矮的岛，不是很高的岛。
Those islands are very short in height.
就在整个珊瑚礁的上面，有一个岛在上面。
So on the, there's an island built upon corals.
我们知道这个岛跟大陆一点关系也没有。
And these are coral caves that have nothing to do with the continent.
那现在的奇妙在哪里呢？
So what is the amazing thing?
结果居然在这个整个珊瑚礁的上面能有一个岛。
So you can actually have an island on the corals.
那周围的海是一片绿的。
And surrounding the coral cave are green waters.
因为那个海水很浅的。
Because the water is very shallow.
它就在珊瑚礁的上面。
And it is just upon the coral cave.
那上面的结果有很多的树。
And then you have many trees.
有很多的鸟。
Many birds.
还有很多的生物。
Many other animals.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这给我们是什么样的图画？
What picture does that give us?
你看这里的生命是建造在死的上面。
You see that this coral cave, this life was built upon death.
所以这个图画乃是 life out of death.
So this picture is life out of death.
你如果到这个岛里面去，
When you arrive at this cave,
你要问说这个生命怎么生存？
You have to say, how does life exist here?
但是不要忘记，
Don't forget.
神借着这些来提醒我们。
The Lord God uses this to remind us.
你看见有一些生命是经过死亡的。
There are many lives that go through death.
是由死而生 life out of death.
And then you have life out of death.
那弟兄姊妹，这个是一个很，这是神的这个神的世界里面一个非常的一个非常有趣的一个定律。
So it's a very interesting law.
那我们曾经到过这其中的一个岛。
So we actually went to visit one of the coral caves.
我们发现那里边有很多的树，而且是很茂密的森林。
We know that we saw many trees, almost like a forest.
那么还有很多的植物居然能够生存。
And then many other vegetation was able to survive.
但那些植物是个特别的植物。
These pieces of vegetation are very special.
因为那里的环境是海水的环境。
Because the environment there is the seawater.
这个淡水是很少很少。
There is very little fresh water.
没有水，这个生命怎么能成长？
If there is no fresh water, how does this life grow?
很稀奇的样子。
Quite amazing.
你看见那里，你就看见一些的食物很特别的。
There are many trees there that are very interesting.
有一种的灌木啊，叫做 octopus bush.
There is one bush called an octopus bush.
这种的植物，这种灌木有什么特点呢？
What is its special feature?
它有很多的叶子。
It has many leaves.
它的叶子一串一串，一个 cluster,
yeah, clusters and clusters of leaves.
那么在整个的 cluster 的树叶，你看每一个都是很绿很绿的。
All the clusters of leaves are very green.
那你注意到很稀奇的是。
But what amazing thing!
每一串里面一定有一个叶子。
Out in the entire cluster, there will always be one leaf.
那个叶子是黄的。
That leaf is yellow.
换句话，那个叶子根本是死掉了。
In other words, that leaf is dying.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
原来在神的创造里面。
In God's creation.
为着叫这些树叶能够生存。
So that these leaves can survive.
所以有一个树叶。
One leaf.
它就把所有的盐水通通吸干了。
Absorbs all of the salt water.
然后剩下的甜淡的水，通通给了其他的。
So it absorbs the salt from the water, and all the other water goes to the other leaves.
这就叫你想起保罗的话。
It reminds you of Paul's words.
他说死在我身上发动。
He says, so death works in us.
叫生能够在你们身上发动。
But life in you.
这就是保罗的侍奉。
This is Paul's service.
这就是十字架的道理。
This is the way of the cross.
不光这样。
Not only that.
当我们到了那个岛的时候。
When we arrived at the coral cave.
起初我以为这个就刚刚这两年恐怕有大台风经过。
I thought that when we had gotten there that there was a big typhoon.
好多树都是倒的。
Because many of the trees were falling.
后来我们才发现呢。
Then we noticed.
这个不光一棵树。
It was not just one tree.
这根本是个 forest, 是整个的森林。
It's a forest that we went to.
所以为着叫整个的 forest 能够 survive, 能够生存。
So that the entire forest can survive.
你看有很多的树就倒了。
Many of those trees fell.
这是什么原因呢？
What's the reason?
后来我们才晓得跟台风没有关系的。
Then we knew that it had nothing to do with the typhoon.
因为那里附近都是很少很少水的缘故。
Because there's very little fresh water.
所以在那个岛上的底下有一点的淡水。
So the only place where you have fresh water is in the midst of certain parts of the
day. 所以神创造这个树的时候。
So when God created this tree.
它里面有一个能力啊，能够吸这个水。
This particular tree has the capability of absorbing water.
一棵树倒下来的时候。
So when a tree falls.
你如果把它切一下的话。
When you cut the tree.
你会看见很多的年轮的。
You will see the rings of the tree.
但是很稀奇，这个没有，你看不到的。
But when you cut this tree doesn't have any rings.
你如果拿下了一个的话。
But if you take this tree.
你放在手里面的话。
And if you touch it.
就是海绵。
It feels like a sponge.
和 sponge 完全一模一样的。
It's exactly like a sponge.
所以现在科学家们才晓得。
So scientists now know.
这个树平常的时候啊。
Normally this tree.
它就是用这个 sponge 的力量能把水呢就吸到它的树上面去。
It absorbs the fresh water into it.
但有时候来着大雨。
But when it suddenly rains,
这个大雨一下了以后，
when it rains very heavily,
结果因为它这个力量吸收能力很强很强，
because it has a great power of absorption,
结果上面很重，下面很轻，
so then it becomes very top heavy,
结果呢，它一个个就倒了。
So because it's top heavy, the tree collapses.
但它倒了，
but when it collapses,
它就把那个水就供应给别人了。
That water is given to others.
结果就在这个倒的树的旁边，好多树就长起来。
So by the tree that has fallen, you'll see other trees growing.
那这种树叫做 Pisonia tree.
And this tree to the Australians is the Pisonia tree.
非常非常稀奇。
It's a very amazing tree.
在一个不可能生存的环境底下。
In an environment where you can't survive.
你看见这个树一个个都倒了。
You see all these trees have fallen.
但整个 Pisonia 的 forest 就建造起来。
But the entire Pisonia forest is then built up.
你从远远看过去。
When you look at it far away.
在整个的大海洋里面好像个绿宝石一样。
When you see the ocean, it's just like a precious stone.
在上面都是 Pisonia tree.
But then you see all this Pisonia tree.
你看那个实在非常美丽的。
It's a beautiful tree.
然后旁边的水又是像绿色的水一样。
And you see the green waters.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
稀奇的很。
It is quite amazing.
这里给你看见从死里出来的生命。
See here the life that comes out of death.
几乎是我们没有办法来想象的。
We would never imagine it.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这不过是个比方。
This is but an example.
在神创造里面
，in God's creation，
他知道。
He knew.
如果我们要经历从死里出来的生命
，if we are to experience life out of death，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
在这里有一种的生活
，here there is one life，
在这里有一种的道路
，there is one way。
你巴不得这个 forest， 这个 Pisonia forest 能够建立起来吗
？Do you want the Pisonia forest to be built up？
许多的树一定要倒下的
，many trees then have to fall。
你看见没有？因为这个缘故
，because of
他们把生命给了别人。
They gave their life to others.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
这个原则。
This
是什么原则
？Principle. What is this principle?
这个原则就是十字架的原则。
This is the principle of the cross.
这个道路乃是十字架的道路。
This is the way of the cross.
那现在我们要问。
Now we ask.
为什么十字架和丰收发生关系
？What does? Why does the cross have? What does the cross have to do with harvest?
我们如果读圣经的话
，If we read the Bible，
你看见讲到结果子。
When you speak of bearing fruit,
主的要求一面是丰收
On one hand, the Lord's requirement is harvest.
还有另外一面
And there's another.
我们好不好看看约翰福音
Let us turn to John.
约翰第十五章
John chapter 15.
第五节
Verse 5
我是葡萄树你们是枝子常在我里面的我也常在他里面这人就多结果子
I am the vine you are the branches he who abides in me and I in him he bears much fruit
那这个多结果子在原文就是结果累累的意思
And this here it says he bears much fruit
然后第八节
Verse 8
你们多结果子我父就因此得荣耀你们也就是我的门徒。
By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
一粒麦子落在地里死了。
If a grain of wheat falls into your hand,
就结出许多子粒来。
It bears much fruit.
这是丰收。
That is harvest.
但是你读这段圣经。
But when you read this,
你看见如果我们侍奉主的话。
If we are to serve the Lord.
主一面的要求是丰收。
On one hand, his requirement is harvest.
主还有一个要求。
But another requirement.
那就是十六节。
Verse 16.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。
You did not choose me, but I chose you.
并且分派你们去结果子。
And appointed you that you should go and bear fruit.
叫你们的果子长存。
And that your fruit should remain.
结果累累是一件事。
To bear much fruit is one thing.
叫果子长存是另外一件事。
But for the fruit to remain is another.
许多人很会结果子。
Many people might know how to bear fruit.
但是果子不一定长存。
But that fruit does not last.
你看见吗，弟兄姊妹？
You see that?
神主对我们有一个要求。
The Lord has one requirement of us.
不光是结果子。
Not only bear fruit.
而且果子可以长存。
But fruits that last.
你如果读歌中之歌的话。
If you read Song of Songs.
你知道我们的主形容苏拉密女，就是形容我们是你这住在园，坐在园中，住在园中的。
You know that the description of us, the Shulamite woman, is the one who sits in the garden.
那么你如果读这卷书的话，刚好有四座花园。
If you read it, this book, there are four gardens.
一面是花园，一面也是果园。
On one hand, it's a garden. On the other hand, it's an orchard.
你如果读了最后两座花园的时候
，If you read the last two orchards,
尤其是最后一个
，especially the last one,
那里讲到新陈佳美的果子。
It speaks of the choice fruits, the better ones, the new and old fruits.
所以这里不只给我们，还有新的果子。
Not only do we see the new fruits,
新的果子是刚刚结的果子。
We see the new fruits that just came out.
旧的果子是去年结的。
The old fruits are the fruits from last season.
经过冬天的。
After they've gone through the winter.
这个果子还在这里。
And then they are still here.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当我们侍奉主的时候
When we serve God,
许多时候蒙主的怜悯
By the Lord's mercy,
我们也结果子
We bear fruit as well.
但是我们的果子过不了冬天
But our fruit does not last through the winter.
所以弟兄姊妹主为着叫我们不止一面是丰收而且一面果子能够长存
The Lord not only wants harvest, but he wants a lasting fruit.
那结果你看见十字架在我们上就要做他的工作
So the work, the cross has to do its work on us.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
如果我们要明白这件事
If we are to understand this,
我觉得最清楚的就是保罗的一生
I believe the clearest is Paul's life.
我们知道保罗的一生属灵的一生是分作三个十一年。
We know that Paul's spiritual life was broken into three 11 years.
第一个十一年。
The first 11 years.
他隐藏在神的面前。
He was hidden before God.
三年在阿拉伯旷野。
3 years in the wilderness of Arabia.
八年在大树。
8 years in Tarsus.
我们不知道那十一年保罗是怎么过的。
We don't know what happened to him in those 11 years.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
那十一年。
Those 11 years.
保罗好像玛利亚。
Paul was like Mary.
能够坐在主的脚前。
Seated before the Lord's feet.
当到十一年完了以后。
After the 11 years were over.
你看生命的水在它里面就储蓄起来了。
The water of life sprung up.
结果神就把水坝就拿走了。
And the dam was lifted.
结果保罗就进入第二个十一年。
And he entered into the second 11 years.
因为水坝拿走了。
Because the dam was removed.
生命的水就涌流出来。
So the water of life was able to flow forth.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters, 头十一年,
the first 11 years
是隐藏的十一年,
was a hidden 11
years. 第二个十一年,
the second 11 years
他侍奉的十一年,
is the years of service.
公开侍奉的十一年,
publicly served.
他三次环游不到,
three missionary journeys.
你看见吗? 第一次是四年,
first was 4
years. 第二次四年,
the second journey
第三次是三年,
the third journey the three years.
不管怎么样,
no matter
就在这三次的环游不到里面,
in these three missionary journeys,
他走遍了整个的小亚细亚。
He walked through all of Asia Minor.
他经过了半个欧洲。
He has gone through half of Europe.
他所走过的路程就等于整个今天赤道的一半。
The distance he walked was the distance of half of the equator.
那保罗实在是个结果累累的人。
Paul indeed was one who bore much fruit.
他是多结果子。
He indeed bore much fruit.
如果你要看见保罗的丰收的话。
If you are to see his harvest.
很清楚的。
Very clear.
刚开始的时候。
When he first began.
他把福音送到了希伯来的宗教的心脏地带。
He sent the gospel into the territory of
heartland,
the heartland of the Hebrews.
那这是宗教的世界。
And that is the religious world.
等一等，你看见他把福音就送到了希腊的文化的那个世界的那个心脏地带。
And then he sent the gospel into the Greek cultural world.
然后最后就到了罗马政治军事的世界的心脏地带。
And then it was sent into the Roman imperial military world.
主实在得着一个器皿。
The Lord indeed gained the best.
要把福音送到每一个角落去。
Wants to send the gospel to all the corners.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank you.
你看看那十一年保罗的工作。
You will see the work that he did in those 11 years.
他是结果累累的。
He indeed bore much fruit.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
他的秘诀在哪里？
What is the secret?
为什么他有这样的丰收?
How come he has so much harvest?
如果你读哥林多前书,
if you read 1 Corinthians,
你读哥林多后书,
if you read 2 Corinthians,
你就知道说暗中十字架不知道做了多少的工作。
You do not know how much in the secret of the cross there was so much work done.
所以他能说我有这宝贝放在这瓦器。
He says there is a treasure in earthen vessel.
他自己不过是个瓦器。
He is but an earthen vessel.
但是宝贝放在这瓦器。
But that treasure is
要显明那莫大的能力。
Was to manifest that glorious power.
结果死在我身上发动。
So in me is death.
生就在你们身上。
But life in you.
他对哥林多的教会说。
He spoke to the Corinthian church.
他说神把我们的使徒明明把他列在最后面。
He said that the apostles were listed at the very end.
我们好像成为一台的戏景一样。
It's as if we became a spectacle.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见是以哥林多教会是他所生的。
The Corinthian church.Was one that he birthed.
你看见吗？保罗像母亲一样。
Paul was like a mother.
但是母亲所受的苦难比孩子的苦难不知道多多少。
But the suffering of travail of a mother is so much more.
你读哥林多前书，哥林多后书。
When you read 1 and 2 Corinthians,
你看见这个母亲所经过的苦难，不过是不是光生下来的苦难
？It is not just birth pains that this mother goes through.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你看见吗？在整个的过程里面
，throughout the entire process,
你读到整本的灵前跟灵后
，when you read the entire 1 and 2 Corinthians,
很明显十字架在那里工作。
Very clearly, you see the work of the cross.
他最后告诉我们说。
At the very end, he said,
有一根刺在他的身上。
There was a thorn upon his body.
弟兄姊妹，这个代表十字架的工作。
This represents the work of the cross.
这个刺叫他软弱。
This thorn made him weak.
他什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
But when he was weak was when he was strong.
一个侍奉的人
，One who serves
需要能力
，must have power.
一个侍奉的人
，One who serves
需要智慧
，must have wisdom.
你想想一个仆人
Think about a servant.
光有能力没有智慧，他能做什么工作？
If he has power but no wisdom, what can he do?
他光有智慧没有能力，他能完成什么？
If he has wisdom but no power, what can he do?
弟兄姊妹，你要侍奉主。
If you are to serve,
你要有丰收。
If you want to have power,
第一，你需要智慧。
First, you need wisdom.
第二，你需要能力。
Secondly, you need power.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
十字架对犹太人来说。
The cross to the Jews.
是软弱。
Is weakness.
主耶稣钉在十字架上，这是软弱。
The Lord was nailed to the cross. That's weakness.
犹太人想
，For the Jews，
如果保罗能够，如果主耶稣能把罗马帝国钉在十字架上
，If the Lord Jesus can nail the Roman Empire to the cross，
他们就相信了。
Then they would believe.
结果主耶稣钉在十字架上
，But at the end, Jesus went to the
cross. 在犹太人来讲，这是软弱。
So when the Jews, to the Jews, that's weakness.
对希律帝来讲，这是愚昧。
And for the Greeks, that is foolishness.
但是不要忘记弟兄姊妹
，But don't forget，
钉十字架的基督总是神的智慧和神的能力。
The Christ that was nailed to the cross is the wisdom and power of God.
神的软弱比人刚强。
God's weakness is more powerful than man.
你看见神的愚昧比人智慧。
And God's foolishness is more wise than man.
我们今天怎么侍奉主？
How do we serve the Lord?
你拿世界的聪明，你拿世界的能力吗？
Do you take the worldly wisdom and power?
不可能的。
No.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
这是为什么十字架在我们身上工作。
That is how the cross works in us.
结果你就经历了什么叫做软弱。
Then you experience what is weakness.
你也经历了软弱的能力。
And then you experience the power in weakness.
而那个能力你能为主来做工。
And that power you can use.
那就是事工的能力。
For God's work.
不止如此。
That is the power of service.
因着十字架的缘故。
For the cross.
你这个最聪明的人。
You who are the most wise.
最有主张的人。
You who have many ideas.
世界上最有用的人。
One was the most useful for the world.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers
and sisters. 你变成愚昧了。
You become foolish.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这个是愚昧的，这是愚昧的智慧。
And that is the wisdom of foolishness.
哪里有愚昧？
Wherever there's foolishness,
哪里就有智慧。
That is where you have wisdom.
这是神的愚拙。
That is God's foolishness.
这是神的软弱。
That is God's weakness.
哦，巴不得我们能有神的软弱。
But may we have God's weakness.
巴不得我们能有神的愚拙。
Oh, may we have God's foolishness.
就是神的愚拙和神的能力。
And God's foolishness and God's power.
在第二个十一年里面。
In the second 11 years.
弟兄姊妹，你看见保罗结果累累。
Therefore, Paul was able to bear much
fruit. 但问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
他的果子能不能存到永远？
Does his fruit last forever?
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
问题在这里，他能不能果子能不能存到永远？
Does that fruit last forever?
他能够结果累累。
He can bear much fruit.
他有一个经历叫死而复活的经历。
He has the experience of death and resurrection.
所以 knock down, 但是不是 knock out.
You are knocked down, but
not down. 是复活的能力。
Because that power is the power of resurrection.
但是弟兄姊妹，是什么叫保罗结果子能够长存的？
What enables Paul's fruit to last?
可惜我们的世界已经没有了。
Our time is gone.
我们要留到明天。
So we have to wait until tomorrow.
我们知道，当我们来看保罗第三个十一年的时候，
When we see Paul's third 11 years,
我们才明白过来。
Then we understand.
在保罗第二个十一年最伟的时候，
At the very end of his second 11
years, 他写了罗马书，
He wrote Romans,
加拉太书，
Galatians,
临前，
First Corinthians,
临后，
Second Corinthians.
弟兄姊妹，就是启示来讲。
As to revelation,
保罗已经到了高峰。
Paul has reached the apex.
他告诉以弗所的长老说。
He told the Ephesian elders.
凡是神的旨意，我没有一样避讳不传给你们。
I have not kept any of God's wisdom to you.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以说他的启示到了高峰。
We know that his revelation was at its climax.
用处也到了高峰。
And his usefulness was at its apex.
我从前很奇，我从前不大懂。
Before I did not understand.
因为尼流说，如果主要用一个人，你至少要主要用二十年才栽培一个人的。
Because our brother Ni said that if we are one person is to be useful, he needs to be trained for 20 years.
所以有一天我读保罗一生的时候。
So when I was reading the life of Paul,
我忽然间明白过来。
I then understood.
你看见等到保罗写罗马书的，那是刚好得就二十二年。
Because when Paul wrote Romans, he was 22 years old.
你看你现在保罗在神的手里真是有用的。
So now Paul indeed was useful.
而且他决定要到罗马去。
And he was determined to go to Rome.
他要到西班牙去。
He was going to Spain.
所以就是工作的广度来说。
And so for the breadth of the world.
结果累累来说，在那个时候来说，那他实在跑了每一个角落去。
So he indeed has gone to all the corners of the earth.
但神所要的不光是丰收。
But God does not only want harvest.
神还要问说，这个果子能不能存留永远？
He wants to ask, does this fruit last forever?
这就是保罗。第三个十一年他所学的功课。
And that is the lesson that Paul learned in the third 11 years.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
保罗不会明白我们也不会明白。
Paul does not understand, we don't understand.
二十年
20 years.
神终于创造了一双的手是保罗那双手。
God created a pair of hands, the hands of Paul.
那是最有用的一双的手。
The most useful pair of hands.
我们需要十双这样的手。
We need 10 pairs of
these hands.
We need 1,000 pairs of these hands.
在保罗最有用的时候,
when Paul was the most useful,
他忽然失去自由,
suddenly he lost his freedom.
他带着他的锁链,
and by, with chains,
最后的十一年,
the last 11 years,
他是在死亡的阴影底下,
he was under the shadow of death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主不是告诉我们吗?
Didn't the Lord say,
凡服侍我的人要跟从我?
Those who serve me should follow me.
所以保罗跟从他的主人。
So Paul followed his master.
他说现在活着的不再是我。
He said it is no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我里面。
But Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
保罗为什么经过这三个阶段？
Why did Paul go through these three parts?
隐藏的一段。
A hidden section.
结果累累的一段。
One section of bearing fruit.
然后在十字架的阴影底下的另外一段。
And then another part being under the shadow of death.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这不是他的道路。
It is not his way.
这是主的道路。
It is the Lord's way.
我们的主是从马槽开始。
Our Lord began in the manger.
最后达到宝座。
And at the end he was in the throne.
但是一定要经过十字架。
But he had to go through the cross.
没有十字架。就没有冠冕。
No cross, no crown.
两次天上有声音说这是我的儿子。
Twice the heaven said, this is my beloved.
第一次是三十年。
First, when he was 30.
你看见说我们的主隐藏三十年。
Our Lord was hidden for 30 years.
结果三十年以后。
30 years later.
他结果累累。
He bore much fruit.
到了变化山上又一次说这是我的儿子。
On the Mount of Transfiguration, again, this is my beloved son.
他应该升到天上去。
He should have ascended.
他为着把生命分给我们。
But to impart his life to us.
他走了最后一段半年的道路。
He walked the last half year of his life.
这是路加福音讲的最清楚的。
And the most clear, the clearest place to see it is in Luke.
那条路叫个十字架的道路。
That way is the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
到了最后主完成他的旨意以后。
After our Lord accomplished his will.
天上再没有声音了。
No longer any voice from heaven.
现在天上采取 action， 采取行动了。
So now no voice, but there is an action in heaven.
就把我们的主接到天上去。
So our Lord was received into heaven.
学生不能高过先生。
The student cannot be greater than the teacher.
我们的主怎样经过他的一生
？However, our Lord went through his life.
我们的主是最标准的神的仆人。
Our Lord is the best example of a servant.
我们的主果然是我们的蓝图。
He is the standard. He is the blueprint.
你看见保罗就是根据这个蓝图。
And Paul followed this blueprint.
经过了他的一生。
For his entire life.
他先是像玛利亚一样坐在主的脚前。
First, he was like Mary before the Lord's feet.
然后十一年结果累累。
And then 11 years bore much fruit.
但是不光这样。
But not only that.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers
and sisters. 到了最后十一年。
The last 11 years.
十字架继续在他身上工作。
The cross continued to work in his life.
他的经历比从前更高了。
His experience was higher than before.
他的经历比从前更深了。
His experience was deeper than before.
他的启示比也从前更高了。
His revelation was higher.
更重要的。
And more importantly,
感谢主
thankfully,
经过了那十一年
through those 11 years,
结果那个果子能够长存的
that fruit was able to last.
他的果子不是为着第一个世纪的人
his fruit was not just for those in the first century.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
如果不是保罗的第三个十一年的话
if there were no, if it was not for Paul's third 11 years,
教会今天是没有路的
the church would not have a way.
但是感谢主
But we thank
教会有路
Today the church has a way
因为保罗找到路
Because Paul found that way
感谢主
Thank the Lord
十字架的工作虽然很沉重
Even though the work of the cross is heavy
我相信保罗 也有软弱的时候
And I know that Paul must have felt weak at times
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
里面的生命终于得胜了
That life inside gave the victory
感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank the Lord
你看见在保罗的身上
In Paul's life
侍奉的道路
The way of servants,
乃是十字架的道。
Is the way of the cross.
十字架和两件事发生关系。
The cross has to do with two things.
一个是丰收。
One is harvest.
一个是果子长存。
One is lasting fruit.
要办到这两件事。
To be able to, we need to reach those two points.
我们需要神的软弱。
We need God's weakness.
我们需要神的愚拙。
We need God's foolishness.
因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
十字架道路就变成我们的道路。
The way of the cross becomes our way.
所以倪弟兄写那首诗歌的时候
So when our brother Nee wrote that hymn,
我只有一个目的
I only have one aim.
他说我不要享受安逸忘记我的道路
I do not want to forget my way.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
在保罗身上是如此
As it was in Paul's life.
在甘云夫人身上如此
As it was in Madame Guillaume's life.
在许多人身上都是
As it was As it is with many brothers
and sisters.
May the Lord enlighten his words to us.
这条路摆在我们面前。
This way is put before us.
感谢主，前面就是2007
年。 Before us is the year 2007.
主如果迟延的话。
If the Lord is to tarry.
主仍旧没有放弃那个工作。
He has not given up on that work.
你千万不要散布失败主义 fatalism.
Do not accept just fatalism.
你千万不要告诉我说这个也失败了，过去这个也失败了。
Don't say that I've been defeated here and I've failed here.
我们的主不会失败的。
Our Lord never fails.
在回来以前
，Before our Lord returns,
还要得着一个荣耀的教会。
He wants to gain a glorious church.
献给他自己。
To be offered unto him.
现在谁愿意到约旦河边
？Who is willing to go by the Jordan?
谁愿意去取木材？
Who is willing to gain the building
material? 谁愿意接受十字架的工作？
Who is willing to accept the work of the cross?
谁愿意让神的权柄来服侍我们？
Who is willing for the authority of the Lord to serve us?
但愿主呼召我们。
May the Lord call us
来侍奉他。
To serve him.
而照着他的道路来侍奉他。
And to serve him according to his way.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
虽然聚会散去
Even the meeting is passing away.
但愿在这一年的第一天
That on this first day of the year.
但愿这一天你对我们所说的话
All the words you spoke to us throughout this day.
但愿紧紧地抓住我们
May it be tightly get a hold of us.
不让我们过去
Do not let us go.
我们承认我们浪费了许多的时间
We confess many times we waste money.
你又把2007年给我们
And yet you give us another year in 2007.
证明恩待我们
It means that you're a gracious God. It means you have not given up on us.
证明你要完成你的心意。
It means you want to accomplish what is in your heart.
所以主，我们相信你召聚我们不是没有原因的。
Lord, we believe that you call us not for without a purpose.
带我们空手的来。
Even though we come empty.
我们能饱满的回去。
May we go back full.
回到我们原来的地方。
May we go back to our own assignment.
让我们真实做一个侍奉你的人。
That we might be truly servants of you.
不只是我们是侍奉。
Not only do we serve.
全体的弟兄姊妹都能起来。
But the entire body would serve.
你恩待我们
Be gracious
听我们祷告
Listen to us
靠主耶稣基督可爱的
In Jesus' precious name